Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are a provider or are calling, if you need to send application information to us, you can fax it to 1-888-349-0264 or email it to PAI.
Don't stop telling me what you're doing for me. Don't.
Please hold
don't
while we transfer you to
home.
A customer
I'm
service representative.
Thank you for calling. You're wrong, the broker. My name is Arlette. As I'm speaking with you.
He was lost. He's been lost for 2 hours.
Hello.
Why are you over there?
Hello, hi.
Hi, I can't hear you so well. Amelia, are you there? Yes, I'm here. Okay, we're on the phone with the broker now.
Okay, and who am I speaking with?
Amelia Martinez and Abigail from Family First Care, the home care agency.
It's Abigail, and you're calling from where?
Family First Care.
And your telephone number?
267-551-7438.
Okay. Okay. And what was your last name, applicant?
Martinez, M-A-R-T-I-N-Z.
All right, and are you calling today for the first time or to check the status of an existing case?
Yes, I tried to call earlier, but I kept getting hung up on.
Okay, and what was the reason for your call?
I'm trying to get status of what's going on with my application. Everything has been turned in. I just need an approval to proceed.
Okay. All right.
We're waiting for an approval from the county.
Got it. Okay. Okay. And to protect your privacy, I do have to verify that I am speaking with a correct individual. So I'm going to need to obtain some personal information. And please note that we will not speak with anyone regarding your application without your written or verbal permission. Okay. Do you mind give a verbal consent for Abigail to be on the line? Will you provide me with
yes.
your personal information? Okay. Can you provide me with either your date of birth or your Social Security number?
10/22/89.
So 7/22/89. All right. Spell out your first name.
Amelia.
All right. And give me a minute. I'll be right with you. Okay, so, and you're calling for yourself, correct? Because it's not coming up in our system with that date of birth.
10/22/89, yes. You want my social?
5/8/9/90/11/59. Give me a minute. It is be right with you.
Yeah, because I was told that I was supposed to get a call last week. Somebody was going to call me an urgent matter. Didn't receive a call. Nothing. It's like every week is always something.
I'm going to ask you to provide me with your Social Security number again.
589-90-1159.
Okay, thank you. Give me a minute. I'll be right with you. Okay, and can you provide me with your telephone number?
267-581-2169.
Okay, and can you confirm your address?
2614 North Madison Street, Philadelphia, PA 19134.
All right, and you say all the documents were submitted to the county, correct? Come out the county's county assistance.
Oh my God. Everything has been submitted. I got I'm waiting for approval. That's all I'm waiting for.
Okay.
And
let me see if they have any updates in their system. Give me a minute. They haven't processed it yet, so I'm going to look in their system. So the last information that you submitted was on February the 10th, correct? Would that be correct?
Everything was turned over again on the 10th, but everything has been submitted prior to that.
Prior to that, okay. All right, give me a minute. I'll be right with you. Okay, so let me look and see. Okay, I'm just looking through their records. I'll be right with you. I haven't processed it yet. Give me a minute. Let me look in here.
Okay, I did receive an email saying that there was an error preventing the authorization. Would you happen to know why that would be?
Nope, I'm looking in their system. They sent out another letter. You sent the email, you received the email from where? Was that the county?
From the county, yeah.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. And what's the date of it?
They sent it on Monday.
Because it doesn't stop. Oh, they sent it Monday, 23rd. I see, no, because on Monday, I see a letter going out. They sent out another letter on Monday, the 23rd.
Saying what?
They're stating that, they're still stating that the income verification, birth certificate for that.
No. We sent that in already. Amelia, we sent that in twice.
February 10th? Okay. Well, I can only go by what they have in here.
Okay.
The disability assessment?
Yeah.
And proof of residency?
Say it again.
They have income verification. They do have the birth certificate for the household. Disability assessment and proof of residency.
Okay, so is anything missing?
We already checked that. They said nothing is missing. So what's the problem now? I don't get it. I don't understand.
Let me see what they have. Well, you might have to call them. I mean, because I don't see it in
their
system. We
can't get through to them. That's the problem.
Okay. So did you call the statewide customer service center?
We called the county, and then they transferred us to customer service. Is there another number that we should be calling?
Yeah. Let me see. Because on 223 in their system, it's still saying resources are exempt due to if client still receives and no longer caring for the children under age 21, resources must be verified. And so, let me see. Upside. And then let me see what they have in here from yesterday.
What?
So they were asking for, so are you, let me see. So are you caring for children under age 21?
Yes.
Okay. So they were speaking with you. Let's see.
That's why we sent in a letter, a hardship letter.
Mhm. All right. So. Yeah, I don't know why they have this on. Let me look and see what you submitted on February 10th. Because they're still asking for the same thing on February 23rd. So they didn't change. Let me see what you submitted.
I think that what they were requesting was an automated message. I don't think
they sent out another letter on the 23rd with the same information. Okay, let's see. Okay, so I do show. I show the birth certificates. I show, let's see, the Social Security cards or Social Security numbers. Let's see.
Yeah.
And let me see.
Oh.
I'm not. I'm going to not. Okay, so then I do show the hardship letter. And that was on February the 10th. Let me look at this. Yeah, so I do show the documents in there. Let me see what they have in here. Residence. Did you receive some what is this form? Did you receive some forms in the mail too?
No.
You didn't? Okay. So they're listing some forms here. Give me a minute. Let me look at that better, so I'll be right with you. Okay, so let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Copies. Or we have included in this packet. Oh, okay. Let me see, I'll be right with you. So this information, so they were looking for statement, verify. Yeah, they sent out a lot of information on letters. So they're asking for, so did you have a case in Arizona? Medicaid and SNAP benefit closure letter from Arizona? Was that submitted?
Yeah, that was submitted. The closure was submitted, mm-hmm. and the what was it? The letter from my sister or something like that. The proof of
yeah.
So that was submitted. Both of that was submitted as well.
Okay. And they asked for you. They wanted you will have to update your address with Social Security.
Social Security.
Mhm. Okay. Let's see what else they have on here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this information is there. Let's see. Yeah, look like they should have everything. I don't see any, let's see, take forms to doctor to complete. Did they send you out a form to have completed by the doctor? Certificate of cooperation? If I please take to the DRS to complete, then return it to the county assessor's office.
No, what former doctor? Abigail already took care of that. I received the letter in the mail that everything has been turned in and they're just waiting for approval. I don't understand what the holdup.
Well, that's us. Yeah, well, that's what we're waiting for them to actually process it. They haven't processed it yet.
I did email them back to see exactly why there was an error. Then I guess we'll wait until Father Ray and look.
Because you said you received an email saying that there was an error. Okay. I don't see where they have that at. I mean, I don't see it in their comments that they sent out an email or anything, and there was an error. Okay, so I would say maybe try to call the statewide customer service center so they can have, if they're not able to answer your questions, they can have the caseworker call you back. Because I see the information
we did that already.
That's on
they
there.
Said, right, we spoke to someone last week. They said I should be getting, they put it as priority. They're supposed to call me that Thursday. That Thursday came, I never got a call from them. I'm like, I never got a call. Oh, I put a message in for to have someone call you. No one ever called me.
Based on the information in their system, I can't tell you why they haven't processed it.
So who do we have to get a hold of?
That was submitted. It would actually be the county assistant's office.
So we have to call them?
Yeah.
Last call, they didn't have
enough. Hello? I'm sorry, what did you say?
When we called last, they didn't have any new information for us.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
They didn't have any information for us last when we called.
Oh, okay. So when you called the county assistant's office, they couldn't give you any information?
Yeah. Do you know who the caseworker is for Amelia's case?
It doesn't give this caseworker's name. It's not even showing on the
phone
letter
number?
To give you that number. No, I don't show the phone number either of the caseworker. They don't show that on the letter. That's what I was looking for.
Okay.
to see if they provided any information that you can call them directly. So, no, the only information that I saw on there that gave a telephone number would be, I think, Amelia, was, did you call for, you had to call for a appointment. Give me a minute. And I saw that. It was an interview or something. And they gave a number on that information. But let me see. Maybe you can try that, and then maybe they can forward you to the caseworker. Give me a minute. Okay, give me a minute. I'm still checking for that. I'll be right with you. Okay, here it is. Let me see. So they give a, please call your caseworker, you, Ms. Branch.
I went in there in person. I seen somebody.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, I went in there in person, and they told me I needed the letter of my sister, and then the information that she was telling me earlier that was given. I turned that in already.
Okay. So that, yeah, because that's what I'm trying to get you, some more direct information, you know, where you would probably need to see if they can give you more updates on your case. So it shows that your caseworker is Ms. Branch, and they do give a telephone number, but you say you went in person, correct?
Yeah, but if you got the number, I can call her to see what's going on with the case, because obviously nothing is being completed.
So the number that's on that letter, the number on that letter for that was the there was an interview that was set up. That number is 215-606-9452.
Say the number again.
215. 606-9452.
This is for who?
And that's caseworker, Ms. Branch.
Okay.
What's the case number? What's my case number?
Give me a minute. Your record ID number?
Mm-hmm.
Give me a minute. I'll be right with you. It is
5134388. That is correct. Yeah. So I guess the only way now is just to contact her.
That will be, that will probably be, what you would need to do to contact her. See if she can provide more information.
Okay.
All righty. So were there any other questions at this time?
Yes, fine. Thank you.
That would be it. Oh. Thank you.
Okay. All righty, you're welcome. And did you all want to participate in our survey?
That's okay. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I thank you both for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Helpline. Enjoy the rest of your day today.
Thank you, too.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.